It's a path to nowhere to meet with the current head of the administration, to put it carefully. It's possible. I never rejected it. If this meeting is well prepared and will lead to some positive possible results. By the way, Donald asked me if it is possible to hold such a meeting. I said, yes, it is possible. After all, if Zelensky is ready, he should come to Moscow, and the meeting will take place.
I mean, I couldn't even conceive of Zelensky going to Moscow, could you?
No, everyone knows that, and he's already said he's not going, and sort of countered it by saying Putin has to come to Kiev.
Right, which is even more preposterous.
Even more. But I go back to what I said to you, Putin said. This process is going nowhere because there are real legal administrative problems. And America just doesn't address any of them. I mean, there needs to be elections in Ukraine in order that there should be a valid parliament that can, if you like, sign off on a political agreement or a territorial understanding with Russia. It needs that. It can't do that under martial law. And these changes need to be done, and they just are not being done. And so I think the other thing that I know is being discussed, I'm not saying it's at all policy, but until now, you know, they've given pretty much a blanket assurance to Zelensky that he'll never be touched. But I think they're getting really tired of him, and they're getting really tired of his sort of absoluteness. I mean, he has not offered anything, nothing, no movement on any issue whatsoever. And they're getting a bit fed up with it. So I don't know what's happening, but the attack on that, the cabinet office meeting in Kiev, it was a token. It was just a signal, but it was saying, you know, watch out. You know, if you're going to stay in this position much longer. I mean, it's going to change. And as I said, escalation is coming with the SMO on military equipment, but also on the power system. And so it is something that the United States and Trump is going to have to consider. And I think the big question, and maybe you can answer it better than me, is, I mean, he's been told no to the main structure of his platform, because his platform is really escalatory dominance, both at home and everywhere else, that the United States, either financially or militarily, has escalatory dominance to, if you like, set and maintain the financial dollar hegemony in the world. And it's going to use it. And he's just heard a very clear, no, you know, don't try it because we're ready for that from the SCO. So is he capable of changing? Is he capable now of going in a different direction? By all accounts, I hear that he's not very good at hearing no, that when people say no to him, whether it is in the courts or elsewhere, he gets very, very angry indeed. So Russia understands that. They understand who's behind him and who's pushing him, and that, you know, escalatory, they can't afford a peace with Russia, because if there's peace, then there's no potential for later escalation against Russia. And that's, of course, why it was such a stupid question about what was the position of Russia about having NATO troops in it, that the man asked Putin. Because, I mean, what was the war about? The war was about to prevent NATO in Ukraine. And so to say, well, would you mind if, why shouldn't Ukraine have NATO troops in it? Well, the answer is pretty obvious. I mean, this is what the war was all about, the expansion of NATO and NATO occupying.